The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
This woman was broken, yet she touched him. God does wonderful things with broken pieces.
Mm-hmm.
He does wonderful things with broken people because the purpose of God is always greater than the brokenness of man. So regardless how broken you may be, you can still touch God.
Coming up, president of the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference, Samuel Rodriguez, describes the hope he has for this generation and the next.
I'm so glad to have this opportunity to spend time with you. I'm James Robinson, and this is Betty. We welcome you live today. Sammy Rodriguez is back with us. Sammy is over 40,000 Hispanic churches in a wonderful evangelical Hispanic organization of churches here in the United States. He's also been part of seeing the Hispanic and Latino churches all over the world come together. And I may not be using exactly the right terminology. He may want to clarify exactly what this means. But God is doing something great to bring together hundreds of thousands of churches around the world to, as Sammy puts it, to really seek the Lamb's agenda, not somebody's political partisan position, but really seek what is best for everyone. Because if the Lord is our shepherd, He knows how to lead us to green pastures, not dry, barren deserts. He knows how to lead us beside still waters that He can still, even in the midst of a troubling storm. He can do that. He has that power to say, "Peace, be still." He will prepare a table before us in the presence of accusers and enemies and skeptics. And surely goodness and mercy follows us all the days of our life, because the Lord is, in fact, our shepherd, not Pharaoh, not the federal government, not some power, not some monarchy, but the Lord. Now, we have an opportunity to choose our future. Sammy really does believe that God is in the process of doing something supernatural. And if we will just yield our lives to the power of God, we're going to behold His glory manifest through us in this day, and we can actually see what He promises. "When my people call by my name, humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways," which is indifference too, not just rebellion, but lack of compassion, "I will" what? "I will heal the land. And our land needs healing." You agree with that? Would you welcome Sammy Rodriguez to life today? Sammy, good to see you, buddy. A lot of people think that we have just lost the day, lost the generation. You know, we believe that there are just people coming up. They don't see the truth, don't know the truth. There's no hope. And they've given up. And too many people have just kind of checked out, you know, waiting to get out of here. And they no longer live as salt and light. And they've literally, you know, just kind of abandoned their divine assignment. And, you know, some people say, well, it's hopeless. And, you know, instead of seeing the blessed hope as Christ in us, the hope of His glory and His will being done, they just think He's got to come get us out of here. And I don't see the people that, the bride that He would want to come that looks like Him doing what He left us here to do. I feel like He has a dream that we become what He commissioned us to be.
Agreed, and He's coming back for a glorious church. God placed a word in my heart regarding our current malaise, the current spiritual state of the Union, and what it requires to see this great new awakening. It's from Mark chapter 5. It's a very powerful story. Everyone's privy to the story. Well, not everyone, but many people. Well, not even many. Well, that's a good number.
It's the woman with the issue of blood that needed to touch Him, and she had to press through the crowd to touch Him. Do you remember that?
Here's a story real quick. Okay, I'm going to break it down simply, and I'm going to be accelerated because I had a couple of caramel macchiatos, and it's working on me right now. So let's see how it lands. But and I'm Hispanic, too, so you combine that, salsa and caramel macchiato. So it's like this. But Jesus arrives at the shoreline. Jairus is waiting for Him and tells Him, "My daughter is dying. Would you come and touch her and make her whole?" Another version reads, "Would you heal her? Would you save her?" Jesus acquiesces, He surrenders and says, "Yes, I will." So Jesus is on His way to heal a little girl. All of a sudden, without receiving any invitation to the party, this woman who has an issue of blood, by the way, the little girl was 12 years of age. This woman suffered from this issue for 12 years. Was it a coink-a-dink? Okay. This woman approaches him from behind. He's not even looking her way. She touches the hem of his garment, his cloak. She's healed.
And by the way, she'd been to many physicians.
She had a breakthrough process there because, first of all, she had a breakthrough her past, 12 years. Her present, she was broke, and her prospective future, things were getting worse.
Damn.
So that's where we learned that sometimes we have to go through in order to get to. Yeah. Yeah. As Christ followers, there are times in life we have to go through things in order to get to better things. Mm. We may not understand fully why we have to go through it, but we have to go through. This woman had a breakthrough her internal crowd and through the external crowd, the crowd that literally surrounded Jesus. Mm. But so we understand, we go through to get to. And biblically speaking, I can assure the audience that if you're going through something and you're in Christ, you will get to what God has promised you. How do I know that? Because Joseph did go through the pit to get to the palace. And the Hebrew children did go through the desert to get to the promised land. And Jesus went through the cross and the empty tomb for you and I to get to. So we go through, but Joseph did not stay in the pit. Daniel did not stay in the lion's den. Jonah did not stay in the whale. Jesus did not stay in the tomb. And you and I are not going to stay either in what we're going through. We're going to get to everything
Absolutely.
That God has promised
Determined
us. In Jesus' name.
Yeah, because we've set our hand.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But so she goes through and she touches again. He's not even looking her way.
Right.
Now get this. This is an older woman now. Jesus is en route to heal whom?
12-year-old girl.
A 12-year-old girl. This woman from the older generation touches Jesus when he's not even looking her way. She touches Jesus, and she's healed. Here's what the Lord placed in my heart. We are one touch away from an awakening mm-hmm. that will heal our generation. Wow. So Jesus will save the next generation.
Wow.
When our generation touches God, mm-hmm. God will save the next generation.
Amen. I want that.
We've been yelling out and screaming, God, will our children be saved? Will America be saved? Mm-hmm. Will these nations be saved? Is there hope?
Yep.
And we're crying out, God, please save the next when we have to stand up and we have to touch him. The moment we touch God, the moment we break through our crowds, the moment we break through our religious paradigms and our myopia and our relativism and our comfortability and our complacency, the moment we break through our crowd and we touch him, he will save the next generation. And I am convinced that we are in a Mark chapter 5 season. I believe we are one touch away from our generation being healed and the next generation being Amen. Saved by the power
I
of
really
God.
I really do believe that too, with all my heart.
The thing from a theological, from an exegetical expository standpoint, the older generation touched Jesus. She touched Jesus.
Yes, she did.
Because she could. Mm-hmm. The younger generation was dying. Jesus touched the girl. The little girl did not touch Jesus. Jesus touched the girl. Mm. This generation that's emerging has no context of a biblical worldview.
Maybe.
I mentioned David and Goliath. They think it's a rock band.
Yep.
They have no idea. There's no context of right. a biblical framework, even in my generation. There's no context. This is the MTV, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter generation.
Yep.
So it's all social media. It's all community. It's all digital platforms. It's all relativistic. It's all do your own thing. There are many ways to God, many ways to heaven. If there is a God, it doesn't really matter. It's about the feel-good moment of the now. As long as you feel good, that's all that's the metric. So they don't know how to touch God. So it's going to require Jesus touching the next. But our generation can still touch
yes. mm-hmm.
because we know truth.
Right.
We know truth. So it requires us. But the moment she touched him, she was healed. He turned around and she spoke truth. Who touched me? And she could have easily have ran away with the healing. But I touched you. Your faith has made you whole. That's why the moment that we break through and touch him, we experience that healing power to experience a turnaround that will enable us to speak truth with love. And I am believing that the reason why, you asked before, the reason why, it's not that we're afraid, is that we need to be healed. There is so much spiritual bleeding going on. We've been wounded by so much, even to a great degree, not just by relativism and decadence and an anti-Christian worldview. There are many that are wounded even by religious experiences.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
There are many wounded people in the church.
Absolutely.
Wounded. Yeah. right. traumatically wounded, and they're so wounded they no longer have the wherewithal or the fortitude or the desire to break through anything. Therefore, the escapism mentality arises, and it's, let's get out of here. Why? Because I'm tired. I'm wounded. I'm bleeding. I don't have the energy. I don't have it anymore in my life to break through. And God is saying, just one touch.
Touch me.
If you just touch me, mm-hmm. even when it seems that I'm not looking your way, yeah. if you touch me, I will turn things around. There will be healing. Mm-hmm. Truth will be spoken, elevated with love, and the next generation will be saved. And that's what happened. And Jesus, just virtue of love. You know what Jesus called her? What did Jesus call her?
Daughter.
Wait a minute, he called
she
her daughter.
She was a certain woman, but then she became a daughter.
He called her daughter, but he was on his way to heal whom?
A daughter. But see, her future was secure. She's a child of God.
That's it.
She was just a woman in the crowd. But Jesus said, you're a daughter now. You're a child of the King. And this is the thing that I really wish you could hear. I mean, you know, Sammy doesn't have any zeal or any fire. And, you know, we just have to pray for, you know. Listen to me. This is the thing. I want to see the church become what Jesus prayed for. With all my heart, I want to see that. And I want to see His glory manifest all over the earth. An awakening that causes us to want to stand on the unshakable foundation. That's my prayer. That's my hope. Sammy, I believe that we have that opportunity today, not just to see our prayers answered, but as I say many times on to all the viewers here on Life Today, if you want your prayers answered, ask God to make you an answer to someone else's prayer.
Yes.
And a lot of people have been praying for awakening, but I don't think you have the wisdom and insight to see that awakening is coming when you see a young preacher so full of the zeal of God who wants, as he writes, not the elephant's agenda or the donkey's agenda or anybody else's agenda, but the Lamb's agenda. That's what I'm talking about. What does the Lamb want? What does Jesus want? What did Jesus pray for? What's His dream? What does the Father want? Why couldn't we see the Father's dream fulfilled in our day? Why couldn't we see people love God and love their neighbor? Why couldn't we see people look not at mirrors like you've talked about, but look through the windows? Don't just look at their own interests, but look through the windows and see the needs.
Yes.
Did you know that Pope Francis, when they gave their speeches to let the cardinals and the Catholic leaders decide who might be the next pope, they gave a speech, and when Francis gave his speech, he referenced, and this is so powerful, don't miss this. Don't get in the discussion of, well, we don't agree with Catholics, and we don't agree. Would you stop it? In the name of Jesus, would you stop it? We know we don't agree. You want to know the truth? None of us are right in all the ways we think we're right. We got more to learn than we ever thought we had to learn. Let's be good students. You know what he said? This is powerful. He said, we've seen the image of Jesus knocking at the door of the church, perhaps, or of the human heart. But he said, you know what I think I see? This is before he was Pope. I think I see Jesus knocking at the door of the church from the inside, saying, let me go out there and evangelize, reach. And I really believe that if we who claim to know Christ would become the witnesses for Christ and the light that reveals not only the error, but the radiant way of righteousness, not self-righteousness, not smug religion where you look down at others, but the righteousness that loves beyond all walls and all barriers and lifts people up into the very arms of God. I want to see the church put the arms of God, a loving God, around a broken, hurting world and hold them close. I want to see that in my day. That's what I'm praying.
I come in agreement and believe that we will see it in our lifetime.
With all my heart.
I really believe that. And to tangentially to conclude the narrative that I shared, this woman was broken, yet she touched him. God does wonderful things with broken pieces.
Mm-hmm.
He does wonderful things with broken people because the purpose of God is always greater than the brokenness of man. So regardless how broken you may be, you can still touch God.
Yes, you can.
And then God will touch. And by the way, they told Jesus, the woman is healed. And they told him, don't waste your time going to the little girl's house. She's dead. And Jesus responds, which should be our response. That's why I don't drink the Kool-Aid.
Mm-hmm.
The response was, she's not dead. She's sleeping. Mm-hmm. I speak that over this generation that's emerging.
Yes.
Everyone has just laid them out. The obituary has been written. That generation is dead. That mm-hmm. ship already sailed. No. They're not dead. They're sleeping. And I believe in the name of Jesus, they're about to wake up.
I do too. The whole church. From every sectarian divide, every group, every denomination, every race, every nationality, and become one in Christ. Father, I pray it in the name of the Lord Jesus for His glory. Now, here's the key. We are His body, each of us members, each member important. Would you yield your part of His body to connect with the other part? This part with this part, so the hand of God can work effectively when submitted to the head, Christ, standing on the unshakable foundation, your feet even shod with the gospel of peace. Does this world not need a gospel of peace? We not need good news? You believe we have in Christ the answer the world needs. Do you believe now is the time for the church to arise and shine with the glory of God on us, just like God told Israel? Sammy, I want to thank you. Sammy, thank you for giving us The Lamb's Agenda. I'd love to send the book to you. It is in the bookstores. You can get it online. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'd like to just send it to you as a gift. And Sammy, would you just say thanks to Sammy where he can just hear it? We appreciate you, buddy, for being yielded to God. We are brothers in Christ. I mean, it's just a wonderful relationship that God has given us. But here's what I want to ask you to do. I want to ask you, as I referenced a moment ago, I want to ask you to help put God's arms around a hurting world. I want you to reach out and rescue precious children and little girls that have been promised a bright future and their impoverished family bought the lie of hope and a future and security, and they let their little girl be taken into sexual slavery. Listen to our son, Randy. As Randy stepped into a situation, Betty, Randy told me yesterday, he said, you may not notice, but he said, I noticed that on that particular house, it was one of the few that had some metal roofing. None others did. And even after I had talked and what you'll see, I found out one of the things the predators did for that family is said, look how much we love you. We're going to give you a good roof. And they took their girl.
Wow.
They were that crafty. That's the way the enemy operates. I think sometimes that's what Uncle Sam says in the federal government. We'll take care of you. No, they're going to take us all in bondage by making false promises and false hope because we are our brother's keeper. We do need to love our neighbors. We don't hand it off to Pharaoh. That's what happens. Craftiness takes people captive. Watch what happens. Listen to Randy talk about what happened to a beautiful little girl, and we can change it for them by joining together, like the church. Watch closely.
I'm here in a very remote part of Cambodia. There's nothing around here except for a few shacks. There's just not much here. And yet still, a human trafficker came through here many months ago and promised this young lady's sister a better life and some things, lured her away. And they haven't heard from her. She's, as far as they know, gone. They have her picture. And they have a prayer that she'll come back, a hope that they will see her again. She's very likely being forced to do things that no girl should be forced to do in places that are not fit for human living. This is the reality here and in places all over the world. That's why Rescue Life is critical. We must first reach into places like this with education so that they'll know what to look out for when these predators come through. We must rescue the girls that we can and get them out of the sex trade. And we must restore them. We must give them a hope and a future. We can do that. We can do it on a larger scale. But we have to have your help. I pray that you will help us as we try to help so many girls. We have to stop this abuse. It's not right. You can do something. Join with us as we rescue life.
Can you imagine an impoverished situation where somebody comes in and very craftily tells someone, we're going to take care of your child, your daughter, and we're going to teach them, and they're going to be able to make a good living, and they're going to even be able to communicate back with you. And, you know, sometimes they'll come in and hand a little young girl a cell phone and say, well, she's going to go, she'll be able to call you anytime. Of course, she can't, because she's taken slave, as a slave. This manipulation is so sad that our own appetites can become so totally controlling and so depraved that we have no regard for anyone, and hurt them and be trapped and not even seeking a way out, but taking others and then exploiting them. Betty, it's happening all over the world. You and I have watched little girls parading themselves, offering themselves as the special to be a little girl. And these terribly depraved individuals, or those who are prisoners themselves, go in and exploit these children, and the marketers that want to use them and market them for their own gain. It's gut-wrenching. But God's love is enabling us through these incredible missionaries to rescue them and to get many of the children that have been exploited by going in and teaching the families and then actually helping those children advance. And then those that have been trapped, to get them out and give them a trade and literally restore them, we're able to do it.
We're able to offer them hope, something that they don't even recognize anymore because they don't see it. And in desperation, these people take advantage of these families a lot of times with these precious little children that they have. And they'll say, we'll give them hope. We'll show them. We'll get them out of their situations. Just let us take care of them. Lie after lie after lie until they've trapped these precious children and they have nowhere to go. Well, we can give them a place to go. We can offer real hope to them, and that's in Jesus Christ. We know where that hope comes from. But let's do that. Will you join with us and let's reach out and let's touch the lives of these precious children that don't see any hope in life themselves?
You know, we provide a safe haven for them, safe houses in so many places. Sometimes we build places with your help. Here's what I want you to hear, because this is really kind of where the rubber meets the road. This is where we actually, you know, put our hand to the plow, so to speak. It costs an average of $128 to rescue a child. Now, that's what the missionaries tell us. Some would say, I'd be glad to do that. Some would say, I can't do that. Could you do 64 and pray someone joins you? And then many of you would say, James, this is such a horrible thing, and God's blessed me. $1,280 will help rescue 10. We have, by the missionaries' request, said we'll do our best in these brief days to help you rescue 6,000. That'll be a target goal that we're asking you, please, to help us with. We want to send you Lisa Bevere's teaching series, See It From God's Point of View. It changes everything. This is a phenomenal teaching series. You can get it on CD, or you get it on DVD. You can even get it on a flash drive, however you want it. And then the book that she wrote, It's Not How You Look, It's What You See, that actually helped inspire this series. We want to send that to you to say thank you for your help. Please dial the number. Would you do that? And others are calling to get help. Would you call on someone to give help and make the largest gift you can? Use your bank card like a check. You write a check, make it to Life. But call us and tell us you're mailing it, and mail it. Mail it to Life. Make it out to Life. If you want to go online, lifetoday.org, you can make your gift even now online. And many people choose to do that. Thank you so much for making the gift. And we want to make a divine deposit in your life, not only through the programming on Life, but also through the incredible teaching series that Lisa Bevere did to really help you see it from God's point of view. Thank you for your gift.
Human trafficking. It's impossible to believe, but at this very moment, innocent children, many very young, are being sold and forced into sexual slavery and exploited in every way imaginable. And someone must save them. With your help today, we can reach, rescue, and restore their hope for a better future. Your gift today of only $128 will help rescue a child and change their destiny forever. With gifts of $64 or $32, we will combine your support with others to help rescue one more child from the shame and pain of this existence. Today, with your gift of any amount, we'll send you Lisa Bevere's powerful new series, See It, on audio CD, along with her companion book, It's Not How You Look, It's What You See. In this new series, Lisa equips you to see a new perspective for your life, one of great possibilities, not limited by the world, but defined by God, who sees your future and created you to be a unique blessing to those around you. With your gift of $128 to help rescue a child, you may request the book along with See It on CD and DVD, or choose USB flash drive, which includes all the messages in both audio and video. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280 to help rescue 10 children, and you may request our 2014 commemorative glass sculpture, The Blessing. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
You know, I think you've seen the incredible need, and I believe you're going to help, and I want to thank you. We want to bless you and send you the incredible teaching by Lisa Bevere. If you'd like to have Sammy Rodriguez's book, The Lamb's Agenda, be so glad to send it to you. Boy, do we need to know The Lamb's Agenda. I told you a moment ago, you know, I'm really, really praying for His will to be done. That's what I want with all my heart. We want to be a blessing to you. Sammy, thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to walk together until the glory of Jesus comes, and then He comes in glory for those who walk and live in glory.
We're going to change the world.
That's what He left us here. That's what He left us here to do, not drink the Kool-Aid, change the world. Say thanks to Sammy Rodriguez. And thank all of you for watching. Thank you so much for your help being a family, a healthy body, so the hands of God can put loving arms around a hurting world.
Tomorrow, international speaker, author, and Bible teacher Lisa Bevere presents See It.
And I was like, God, I became a Christian, and now I'm fat.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.